On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday. Hey, Michelle.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's pretty good.
So, did you buy your fireworks yet?
No. I'm not a personal fireworks kind of person.
I think you can only live in Sebastopol, right? Is that the only last holdout?
Yeah, there's very limited areas where you can purchase your
own. It's a nuclear-free zone, but you can buy rockets that shoot up fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how they managed to continue to do that, which is fine. You know, I'm sure the firefighters are stoked about that.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
Bad news. I always think it's funny when you look, turn on the news around the 4th of July and they've got some special about Chinatown and firecrackers.
Right.
It's like, well, yeah, of course. It's no surprise.
Right. I'm not a big fan of them. My grandmother lost an eye when she was young. So,
yikes.
Yeah, not a super big fan of firecrackers.
Firecrackers and dry ice bombs. You got to be careful of those. They also blow up.
Yeah.
A friend of mine's daughter blew off her thumb.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was a kid science project. Good one.
Oh,
hey, folks, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify. Sometimes they go boom.
Oh, my goodness.
Give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We'll help you explore your options. Call us at 707-583-8100. So fireworks shows are all over the place.
Yes. Yeah, those are fun. Those I do enjoy to go and see because they're professionals and they're away from my hands and face.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Well, of course, you've got Kaboom in Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Petaluma. What do they call that one?
Actually, I don't think the Petaluma one is happening.
They're
no.
Not? Oh,
no.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Funding issues.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Gotta get up the sponsorships. I'm going to be camping this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So we go up to Monterio.
Oh, that's fun.
And it's fun because we sit on this road that's on the other side of the river. I should know because we're always on it. And the fireworks are right in front of you.
Oh,
like,
neat.
Not above you, but in front of you.
Uh-huh.
Not good for the kids or dogs.
Right, they get freaked out a little bit.
They get freaked out. Headsets. Wear headsets.
Right.
Ear protection.
Sure.
Key, folks. Key. And also, Windsor Bike Shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just recently purchased that.
You did, yes.
My lovely wife, Laura Adair, is running the Windsor Bike Shop. So go in there, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's my show, so I can plug it.
Sure.
Big sale.
4th of July sale?
Yes.
Nice.
Saturday through Monday. Blowing out the inventory. That's what we're doing.
That's great.
Kaboom. Uh-huh. Blowing it out.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, folks, I'm joined by Jeffrey Seligson. He's a realtor, certified eco-broker, too. That's interesting. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for coming in today.
Hey, George, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're with Stevens & Associates.
I am.
Okay. And apparently, what did you do? You did well in the North Bay Bohemian Readers Poll from 2007 to 2013. What is that?
That's a really big honor in my career.
Yeah.
I had clients that were willing to take the survey and vote for me as their favorite realtor, and it's a pleasure and an honor always.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It's tough, you know. It's tough to get be stand out like that. That's fantastic.
Thanks, George.
So you've been doing this for how long now?
About 15 years.
And you've been in Sebastopol for 24 years.
Been there a long time.
So you've seen unique property. In fact, I'm going to let the audience know that you just got back from a septic inspection.
I got back from, hands and everything in the dirt and the septic.
Yeah, yeah, right. And that is unique often to West County property.
That's right. There's a lot to septic and well properties, and it's good to have your knowledge base include those types of properties.
Yeah. Well, it's an important element to inspecting and buying property, of course, is understanding the plumbing and the septic of West County property.
That's right.
One of the many unique things we have to deal with here, don't we?
Well, we can't rely on city water or city sewers.
Right, yeah. Well, and I thought it was interesting when I started preparing for our show to talk about this property that you have listed. And you wanted to talk a little bit about this because there's more to it than just, you know, hey, you have an active listing on the market and then a buyer comes in and then they buy it. You wanted to talk a little bit more about how the counteroffer process works and back and forth, because this technically is still available for other buyers to come in because they haven't made a contract.
That's exactly right. It's a really interesting property, and we had probably the busiest open house that I've ever held.
I heard it was like 80 people?
Yeah, at least that. Yeah. I ran out of cards. I ran out of flyers. I almost ran out of my kids' Halloween candy that I was giving away.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand that. People like candy. So you had a lot of draw, but this is a unique property. Tell our listeners about it, because I'd never come across this before.
Okay, well, I found out a lot about the small historic cemeteries that are around Sonoma County. There are about 140 cemeteries, and about 22 of them are actually on private property, and this property happens to be one of those.
And so there's actual gravestones, aren't there?
There are gravestones, and when we looked at the gravestones, I think the earliest burial was in 1853. Wow. And it made me interested in Sonoma County history, and what I found out was that there is a gravestone of the woman who has the earliest recorded birth date in Sonoma County. Her name was Rebecca Henshaw, and she was born in 1789.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. So what's the, I say, the most recent date?
Well, there was a gravestone from 2003, and I was introduced to a gentleman from the Western Sonoma County Historical Society, and he told me that when a cemetery like this has not had a burial for 10 years or more, it's basically considered a historic cemetery. You should probably not be considering that there will be more burials there.
So who, is there an easement to get to those graves?
Yeah, so... there is like common law. There's also like a common law of cemeteries. And when there's a historic site like this, it's actually registered with Sonoma County Historical Society. There's common law, but then there's also just human decency. Sure. There are people in the local area whose family members have been buried there. So yeah. A property owner should expect that, you know, you'll get one or two calls a year, maybe from family members or historians, you know, history buffs, people that are really interested. But a site like that should not just disappear into the weeds. So,
right. I mean, the alternative would be, well, let me ask you this. Does the property owner have the right to knock over and get rid of the gravestones?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, it's a historic site, and there's actually law about how you can go about the process of decommissioning a cemetery, but it's hugely expensive and time-consuming.
That's really interesting. So this property also has a manufactured home on it, right?
Has a manufactured home. So it... a lot of times when a manufactured home is not on a concrete perimeter foundation, it's very hard to get regular financing, so it's costly and difficult.
Yeah.
This property has a concrete perimeter foundation, so actually you would know because your company took it all the way up the chain to make sure that you could do a loan on this property.
We did, yeah. We actually we pulled up Google Maps. We had Jeffrey help us by getting a photo of the cemetery. And I think this is an important element to working with a local lender, right, Jeffrey, is our ability to look at unique property features.
Yeah, this is one.
This is one. I've never seen it. So we did. We went all the way to the chain, up top of the chain, and we had John Park, he's a VP of underwriting for Bay Equity, look at it. So, you know, part of the process of buying a home, obviously, involves your inspections and your interest in the property. But from the seller's interest and the listing agent's interest, they want to make sure you actually have a lender that's going to make a loan on it.
Exactly. If you can't get financing on it, then it's really hard to find a buyer. When you open up your pool to more buyers, you will find more offers that you might receive.
Yeah, yeah. It's and so how big is this property?
It's over 2 acres.
Okay. And so are you looking out your kitchen window to see the gravestones?
No, you actually look at the front of the property, which is lower down, and you just have a nice meadow with oak trees. It's a really beautiful property, and for West County prices, this is a huge value.
And how much is it listed for?
It's listed for $599, and we had great interest in it.
So it's out in Sebastopol. I don't know that we should give the address out just maybe because of the uniqueness of it, but maybe people should call you if they want to see
Absolutely. Anybody who's interested, just give me a call.
Okay, how do they reach you?
Call 707-217-3642.
217-3642. Also, Jeffrey's information is on our Facebook page, so I encourage listeners to go there. He of course, is a very experienced real estate agent, and he can help you with finding and selling real estate, not just unique ones, but maybe some of the more traditional, easier ones, too. He can do it all.
I can sell a house in the suburbs if you'd like me to.
Well, you probably wouldn't have to do a septic inspection.
No, I don't think they have tanks there.
No, they probably don't. Not in most of them. No. So, you know, unique property is something that I think is important to understand, that working with a good experienced realtor is an element to that. But working with a local lender is another element, as we've said here. But I wanted to also talk about unique transactions where sometimes people just sell property to each other. Jeffrey, you probably don't even see this very often because you're a real estate agent, but I encounter frequently buyers and sellers that know each other and don't get a realtor involved.
Oh.
So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, buying real estate without an agent?
Well, you can't give yourself your own filling. And I think that it would be valuable to have a realtor.
My dentist might argue the point.
Right.
So I got to tell you this. So my endodontist is Dr. Bozeman. I've talked to him about him on the air before. And he actually moved next door to me. He liked me so much.
No, oh, yeah. It happens all the time.
Just total coincidence. And I asked him, I go, you know, you give root canals all the time. You ever actually had one yourself? He goes, yeah, actually, I've had two. I go, and he goes, I almost gave it to myself.
What?
You'd be crazy. Can you imagine that?
He probably wouldn't recommend it.
No.
So you're right. So you're talking about expertise.
Expertise. And it seems like it's really easy to just have a meeting of the minds between two parties, but it's a really complex process.
It's a complex process. It's the same thing about getting a home loan. You know, folks think they can go about it themselves. In the next segment, we're going to talk a little bit more about sort of do-it-yourself lending. But do-it-yourself realtor, the whole help you sell concept, I'm not there's good people that work to help you sell, but that concept hasn't really launched, because when you get into the nitty-gritty of it and you go into the do your inspections and you don't even know what inspections to do, yeah, you need to call an agent.
No, I think that's true. I mean, when you get in an Uber, they get you from one place to the other. There's not a lot of complexity.
Yeah.
But if you look at a purchase contract, there are so many line items and sub-items and small print. And it's good to have someone help you to interpret it, tell you what's important and what's not.
But what about when they tell you my Aunt Tilly's an agent and she also works for the county or something? You know, like there's people that are weekend warrior agents versus full-time agents.
Well, I mean, I don't want to discount anyone's skill. Everyone's an individual. But I have to say that when an agent's heart is into a full-time career, you know, you're getting someone who's plugged into the local community, pretty up to date on properties that are available and who's doing what and laws that are changing all the time. And so it's good to be. I like to be up on everything I can to help my clients.
Love it. Great. Classy response. Jeffrey Seligson, certified eco broker. We're going to have to get into that another time. With Stevens and Associates, he's out in Sebastopol. You can reach him by calling 707-217-3642. 3642 again, 217-3642, or go to Jeffrey Selling Realtor, sellingsrealtor.com. And his information's at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Bay Equity. Hey Jeffrey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, George.
It's a lot of fun.
Pleasure. Yeah.
All right, we'll have you
good
back.
Good to see
you. All right, folks, we're gonna go to commercial break. We'll be back in just a minute. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Windsor hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Hey, Sonoma County. This is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans, and I'm proud to present a loan program exclusively offered by Bay Equity. We call it Giving to Heroes. Giving to Heroes is a loan program offered to our local heroes, including firefighters, teachers, police officers, public safety, veterans, and healthcare professionals. Active or retired, Giving to Heroes from Bay Equity Home Loans is giving back to those who serve our country and our local community. If you're considering buying or selling, or even refinancing your home, you may be able to save thousands of dollars. For details and availability of this wonderful program, please visit the Giving to Heroes website at givingtoheroes.net. Or call us at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Call 583-8100.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Again, many thanks to Jeffrey Seligson. He's a realtor with Stevens & Associates. Got a cool listing out there, Graveyard, if you want to go see that property.
That's
or
so crazy.
Talk to Jeffrey. Give him a call at 707-217-3642. Want to correct that website. It's jeffreyseligsonrealtor.com. Wow. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Shifting gears. I want to talk about doing it yourself lending.
Okay.
Do it yourself lending. What I mean by that is you're getting bombarded. Consumers are getting bombarded with advertising about, you know, Rocket Mortgage or other internet lending options. And the problem with the do-it-yourself lending is you don't have guidance. You've also got unlicensed people on the other end of the phone. See, if they're chartered through a federal bank like Guaranteed Rate, mm-hmm. or some of these other banks like Wells Fargo, Chase, and B of A, their loan officers are not subject to the same licensing requirements as a direct lender like a mortgage bank, say Bay Equity, for example. So you're missing an element of education, an element of, I'd say, in my opinion, licensing requires you to become liable to the information as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So bank loan officers are really treating their client relationship different than an NMLS licensed loan officer. And all the folks at Bay Equity, of course, have an NMLS license. I mentioned Bay Equity because they're a local lender where I work. And if you want more information, you can always call them at 707-583-8100 or go to bayequityloans.com. Anyway, so shifting away from that, the do-it-yourself lending process should really scare people. And I know that there's a lot of intelligent consumers out there. The internet has invited us to become smarter consumers.
Sure. You think you can look up anything on YouTube and figure it out?
Absolutely. So my son is 10 and a half years old, mm-hmm. and he leaves a note with about $50 in cash on the counter that says, it's very nicely written, excellent penmanship. Laura, my wife, reads the note to me and says, "Mom, I want an Echo, which is the little Amazon
sure.
cylinder device.
Yeah.
And here's the money for you to buy it on your credit card." He's 10 and a half. He's figured out how to get beyond no, because we told him we're not going to. So he's like, I'm going to fix this.
Okay.
So my son has an idea of what he's buying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know too much about these things. I've seen the commercials. But it's not really what he wants. What he wants is a Bluetooth music device.
Oh, okay.
That's not what the Echo is.
No, no,
it's
not.
It has that feature.
Right.
When you say, Echo, play, yada, yada, yada. Right. The amount of sophistication to get all that to happen on an Echo, I learned through reading on Amazon, is beyond the 10-and-a-half-year-old's capability. It's meant to, like, give you the news, the weather, and
sure.
talk to you.
Yeah.
Right? Like right. artificial intelligence, almost. He just wants a Bluetooth speaker.
But he's fallen for the marketing.
He's fallen for the marketing.
Right.
He thinks he's figured out what he needs to know. But that's not the end result. So, folks, I don't mean to trivialize our average consumer. But really, if you go about it and you say, I want a home loan and I'm going to go find it because I'm going to save money, you might not save the money you think because you might put yourself into a program that you wasn't the best one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I talked to a client, great client, he's a local police officer, and he was concerned about the interest rate I showed him. And he says to me, I've seen 4% as the rate, and you quoted me 4.5%. And I said, okay, well, you have to remember, when we first met, there's 30 things that impact your mortgage rate.
Right.
30 things. And that could be loan amount, loan to value, so how much you're borrowing against the value. The opposite is how much you're putting down. What loan program you're eligible for,
mm-hmm.
what your FICO score is, if it's a house or a condo. All these things, how long is the fixed term? All of these things add up to a qualifying interest rate. So fortunately, he's a smart consumer, and he voiced his concern to me. And I said, I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why your rate I quoted here. And it's because you're putting less down, you're getting a jumbo loan, and those factors
sure.
got you to this interest rate. However, I have other programs. He said, okay, let's talk about that. I have a unique 15-year fixed program that has a 30-year payment.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we're only one of two lenders on the West Coast that offer this program.
Huh.
So it saves him 3/8 of a percentage on his rate.
Wow.
So he's down to 4.125 on a jumbo with just 20% down.
Huh.
But that conversation has to involve dialogue. And you're not going to have that kind of sophisticated dialogue if you're online doing it yourself
mm-hmm.
with an internet lender. The other pitfalls of do-it-yourself lending is you don't know how long they're going to take to close your loan. You don't know how they're going to respond to your self-employment income or your rental income or your lack of income. You don't know these factors because there's no consultation. You put in your information and you hit submit and you hope you're going to get that pre-qualification letter.
Right.
look, if you're a straight W-2 employee or you know you make a ton of money and you got an 820 FICO score, internet lending might just work out for you, especially if it's just a simple refinance. I get that.
Right. But then the property is also a factor too, right? I mean, we live in Sonoma County. It's not always the easiest place to, you know, finance, right?
Totally. And folks, don't get me wrong. This isn't just a commercial about working with George Adair at Bay Equity or anybody on our team. Kind of is. You should work with us because this is the biggest financial transaction of your life. But this is about just being smart. You know, we recently had a realtor in the studio here talk about, well, you don't do your own fillings.
Right.
Right. And there's always this, I think every service professional will use some sort of analogy like, well, you don't work on your own car. You don't do your own taxes. You don't, you know, there's always something,
sure.
Right?
Right.
Well, some people do. And sometimes it works for them. I get that. But be careful. There's so much false advertising happening right now. Do you remember when I talked about, I was watching a commercial and it showed a really low interest rate mm-hmm. for a nationwide lender?
Okay.
It was an internet lender. And I actually DVR froze it, and I took a picture of the fine print.
Yeah.
So I could actually read it. So then I blew it up and I read every word of the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
After it told us what states were not eligible.
Right.
And told us, you know, the FICO score requirement, the down payment requirement, the term, you realize this isn't even a loan that first most people qualify for because you have to be so stellar on paper and you have to have a huge down payment. And in California, it can't be over a conforming loan amount, which is $424,100.
Right, which is hard to find
which
here.
Which is hard to find here.
Yeah.
You have to have 30% down. Oh, and by the way, it's for a 15-year fixed mortgage, not a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, big difference because that 15-year interest rate looks sweet, but your payment's 25 to 30% higher than a 30-year fixed rate.
Right.
So what's more important to you, monthly payment or just that number that doesn't have a whole lot of context to most people until you get into it and you understand what it's giving you? So do-it-yourself lending is just something that you have to be careful of because you don't understand necessarily what those 30 things are that affect a rate, and you won't know until you get the disclosures. Well, if you're in contract already to buy a house and you were competitive and you wanted to have a 22-day close, you wanted to have short loan contingencies, and then you get the disclosures and they tell you what you're really eligible for, you've lost maybe 3 or 4 days.
Right.
The internet isn't just all about cost savings and information. It's more that you can use the internet to educate yourself, but don't necessarily just use it to look for the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the best deal, that shiny penny, might not actually be the best deal. So what do? You work with a local lender like Bay Equity Home Loans. You can find them online, and we've got the best tools available. Any lender has. We have it. We have a secure document portal. We have an online loan application. We have the best in-process communication where we notify you and your realtors all the way through the process of what's happening. And we move really fast. Mm-hmm. And when you've got that unique property, we understand it. And I can send it over to an underwriting and say, hey, look, here's the address. Here's the flyer. Here's the listing. It's got this funkiness and that funkiness and that weird thing there. And can we make a loan on it?
Mm-hmm.
You can predetermine that. You don't get that from do-it-yourself lending on the internet.
Right. And you also have a reputation that I think that also is, it's worthwhile, right? It adds value to your offer if you have that.
You're going to have a hard time getting your offer accepted. If you're a buyer and you want to buy a house, you're going to have a hard time getting your offer accepted when you submit a pre-approval letter from an internet lender.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is we have real estate agents in here all the time, right? Yep. So the reason is the realtors don't trust the internet lenders to ability to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get yourself a great rate quote, but when it comes down to it, if there's 5 offers and you're up against somebody with a local lender's pre-approval, covers Bay Equity or one of our competitors, the local lender's pre-approval looks way cooler mm-hmm. to the listing agent than the internet lender. It just does.
Yeah, it's that trust. You know that you've worked with them before. Yeah.
It does. Trust is a huge factor. And then when, you know, sometimes stuff hits the fan and mm-hmm. you have problems that come up, who are you going to call if it's an internet lender?
Right.
Oh, the representative on the phone, you know, East Coast time from, you know, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. East Coast time, right? accessibility is a big, huge factor to the biggest financial transaction most people have. So again, the 30 things that affect an interest rate play heavily into what you qualify for, how much of a loan you can get, what your interest rate will be. And again, those 30 things are going to be your down payment. They're going to be the type of program you want. They're going to be whether it's a jumbo loan, mm-hmm. whether it's a single family residence or a manufactured home or a condo, all of these factors. Another word of caution, when you are shopping for a mortgage and you're looking for the best rate, realize that when you find it, it won't be the best rate anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What does that mean? It's the internet. There's starving brokers and starving internet lenders out there that are like doing everything they can to keep their lights on because mm-hmm. mortgage applications are down 40% year over year. So they're just trying to cover costs and overhead and minimize loss. Mm-hmm. So they're blowing out mortgages. Well, those same ones that have no profit margin because they're blowing the rate out, what kind of service can they afford to provide?
Right.
What kind of processing and op staff do they really have? Bay Equity's hiring. We're not laying people off. We're hiring for talented people. We still have good rates. All right, folks, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back every Wednesday at noon 03. If you missed the show or you want to share it with your friends or family, you can go to ksro.com and check it out. Until then, be good. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.